All right, you have a very special guest.
I do. It's my good friend Bill Clear. When I moved here in 1988 from Gaithersburg, Maryland, I moved to Sunnyvale and went to Sunnyvale Junior High. And I fell in with a crew of rabble-rousers, no doubt led by this man right here, the great Bill Clear, who is quite the thespian. He's a stage performer. Now you can add actor, director, editor, writer to his resume, and humongous Giants fan. This is my good friend Bill Clear. And hey, Bill, welcome to Weekends in the Park. Glad to have you on the show, buddy.
Thank you so much, Pat. It's nice to talk to you. Marty, nice to meet you. This
is great.
Yeah,
pleasure.
Thank you.
Tell us about your project. I know Pat wants to introduce it, but I got to see part of it. Excellent work.
Yeah, Deadball. Now, Bill, tell us about Deadball. And I was really excited for you to come on this week because I know the subject matter will really appeal to Marty Lurie.
I definitely thought about Marty, and that's I talked to you about. You got to get this to Marty. I think he'll like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a movie about the very first home run king before Babe Ruth. His name was Ned Williamson. He hit 27 homers in 1884. And at the time, when he hit him, the fence was 180 feet. Left field fence was 180 feet. Center field was 300. So, as you can imagine, after he hit that, the prevailing thought about it was sort of like, you know, whatever. It was kind of like the asterisk of its time because all the other parks, inside the park homers or far fences, and they had these heavy bats and dead balls, obviously. But he hit 27, and he kind of had a tragic end to his life and his career. So it's a funny movie, I think. It's interesting and you know, a little sad, too, but it's try to keep it historically accurate.
Now, I was none the wiser to Ned Williamson, but he's a Hall of Famer, Marty. I'm sure you know all about this Chicago White Stocking, right?
The White Stockings.
Al Spalding.
Albert Spalding is, I actually play him in the movie. We feature him prominently.
And he takes a band of, I don't know, a band of misfits, if I could borrow from Bags here, Andrew Baggerly, but he takes a band of misfits on a world tour introducing baseball to the globe.
He does. He takes them to Australia, Egypt. They play in front of the pyramids. They play in Paris, England. He was, you know, obviously one of the fathers of baseball, a major player in what the game is, and he wanted to take it to the world.
Well, it's a fun movie, Marty, and it's about 45 minutes long, and you can get it on Amazon, right?
Yeah, you can get it on Amazon, or our website is thedeadballmovie.com. That'll take you to our Facebook. You can buy it, stream it, see the previews.
Now, there's some adult language in it, but for baseball historians, and I wouldn't consider myself a historian, but I felt like I learned a lot in some of the key characters, obviously Spalding. And Williamson, Cap Anson, some other guys that I think people like me will learn a little bit about.
Yeah, hopefully. We try to keep it really historically accurate. Cap Anson was a huge architect of baseball. He kind of came up with spring training. He had some downsides to his personality, too, kind of a big into segregation. But
you tapped on that a little bit, and I thought that was a bold move to go there. But if you want to be historically accurate, you got to include the warts and all.
Exactly. We didn't want to ignore the fact that, the game still had its warts, as you said.
Well, Bill, I just before we let you split here, and once again, I want to remind everybody, it's deadballmovie.com, right, or amazon.com.
Exactly.
For people that want to get a look at this film, and I thought that you used music beautifully. The opening credits were dynamite, and it's very charming.
I love it. I enjoyed what I saw of it. What about your research? How'd you do your research for it?
There's not a lot of information available, so we combed through a lot of different places. One of the big sources, we got scans of letters that Ned Williamson wrote back home from the road, and they were published in a couple of different papers, so we were able to get very hard to read scans, but we put together a lot from that. There is a book by a guy named Mark Lamster about the World Tour, so that, and then just kind of scouring the internet and verifying stuff.
Fun. You did a good job. It's a lot of fun. Now, who succeeded Ned Williamson as the home run king?
So he went all the way to Babe Ruth.
All right.
1919.
So that's the lineage. Ned Williamson to Babe Ruth to Henry Aaron to Barry Bonds.
Well, Maris.
Roger Maris.
Well, are we talking about season?
Single season.
Single season. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. Maris was 61 and all that.
Right.
Well, Bill, you did a great job. And let's shout out to a mutual friend that played Ned.
Let's shout out Charlie Crabtree. Plays Ned. He's great. We got Carla Kane, Bob Chastain, Bob Meary, Coy Wynn. Throw them all out there for you. Eric Ducek.
Well, before we let you split here, Bill, and I appreciate you coming by, this is my old buddy Bill Clear, who I went to junior high and high school with. I just want to establish your Giants street cred here.
Okay.
When I met this guy, Marty, not a day that went by that we weren't out in the driveway playing sock ball, where you wrap a sock in rubber bands. It's like wiffle ball, but a little more extreme.
Nice.
And Will does the best Will Clark impression known to man with the whole mug. And then Bill would just ruthlessly go after his guy, Ron Fairley. So I learned about the Giants tradition Will Clark, Ron Fairley, and all the broadcasters from this guy right here. So
beautiful.
I want to give it up for Bill Clark, Bill Clear, my buddy right here. So.
Thank you. We had some great times at the Stick.
Yeah, we used to go to Candlestick and have a good time.
And in the back cover, he mentions Henry Chadwick. Remember him?
Well, faintly, Marty. Remind all our good friends.
He created the box score.
Okay.
Father Chadwick.
That's right.
Remember that?
That was one
of our first things that we ever did. You're amazed that, that someone like that existed.
Well, you two guys could probably spend hours in a coffee shop going over the history of our grand old game here. So.
Probably. I think Marty would definitely school me on it.
Yeah, you're
but
doing pretty
for
good.
That time period, that little yeah. story.
You're pretty good.
Thank you.
Well, if you get the tap from Marty, then you, and we're not talking that's, turkey tap.
Thank you.
If you get the tap on the shoulder, if Marty endorses, then you know it's good to go.
That's very good. Gold standard. Right. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Good to go, man.